So I'm here with Giles Gibson, chair of Herne Hill Forum. How are you doing?
All right, it's a good day.
Yeah, we're here at UK GovCamp, and it seems to be going well. And you were in the first morning session about High Street, concentrating on the Porter's Review and regenerating the High Streets in the UK. And you've done quite a bit of work in Herne Hill to regenerate the High Street there and the empty shops, etc. there. Can you just tell us what you've done?
Yeah, it all came about from a lot of public meetings that we'd held where the local community were just saying, you know, we really love the area we live in. We're very lucky, we've got good transport, we're very lucky, it's very green and pleasant. The big issue is there isn't a kind of heart to Herne Hill, there isn't a centre. People often say, well, I often go through Herne Hill, but I never actually stop there. It's not a destination. And we did suffer from appalling traffic congestion because of the big junction right in the middle. So the whole project was about creating a heart, and by doing so, getting people to actually come to Herne Hill, not just to kind of maybe pop into one shop and then leg it, but to linger. Which was so important for the local traders and just kind of having activities and things to do and to be a meeting point. So over the years we've managed to get a good investment in terms of some traffic junction changes and to kind of reorganise how some of the streets are laid out, including the semi-pedestrianisation of one street that was a one-way street that just had buses and traffic constantly. So we're on our way to getting a kind of town square or a centre. Part of that project is, I suppose we might call it reclaiming the street, and that's taking back into public ownership, community ownership, the open space that we normally refer to as the street. And it's either run by the Traffic and Transport or Highways Department in the council or TfL or anybody but the people who actually use it,
yeah.
The customers. So the project is to change the way the whole space is managed. We're creating a structure that will be run by the traders and the local community and the council. It's a three-way deal. To manage this open space, to make it really easy to put on events like markets or music or exhibitions or something like that. So there'll always be something going on there that will attract people. The bottom line is to get more footfall.
Okay.
That's what the traders want, that's what the community wants.
So
everyone's after the same goal. So we have to get rid of the barriers that have stopped it in the past, and that's been appalling bureaucracy on the, you know, that the council have had to do. And I sympathise with them. Some of the local laws that govern whether you can put a Christmas tree outside or a table or chair or how many metres you're allowed from your shop front and things like that. Just a nightmare. So we're trying to get a structure that sweeps away all of that in terms of the process about how, you know, if it's a nice hot weekend, why can't you have half a dozen more tables and chairs?
Yeah,
great, do it. Rather than having to apply 6 months in advance for a license that runs for the entire year. So we're going to have a little kind of weekend ticket for doing something. That way the traders feel a lot more flexible. They think it's worth spending the money on having a little bit more of public land that they can use for their commercial benefit. So they'll pay a little bit more. Council will probably get more revenue. Are less enforcement that needs to go on and bureaucracy, so the council save money and the community get a place where it's really easy to do things. It's a bit like having a town hall or a community hall but without the roof.
And how have you've been doing this for a number of years, haven't you, since 1999, it says on the website.
The community group's been running since 1999, and we've been working on a lot of projects. This is just one of various ones that we're working on, but it's very much a kind of focal point. It's been tough going, getting people to let go of how things have been done in the past.
How have you kind of overcome that and kind of broken through some of those bureaucratic
barriers? You just don't stop banging on the door until eventually they have to open it. They've got no choice. it's arguing, it's dealing with all the issues, saying, well, it doesn't work the way it is. You know, the council's not getting any benefit, the traders aren't getting any benefit, the community isn't getting any benefit. So nobody's winning. So even if at the end of this, one of those three parties wins, it's got to be an improvement. So once you've got that kind of logic applied, and you get the politicians on board, and there will be some people who are a little bit reticent about it. You'll always have, you know, the fear of change is phenomenally powerful, you know, and inertia is very powerful as well. So you've got to overcome that. And you get the traders on board. You're not going to get them all on board, but some of them kind of realise, yeah, you know what, this might work. And you do a little couple of events, and everyone thinks, wow, that was really good. You know, we have a Christmas fair. Yeah, it was really good. Lots of people turned up. You know, we got 600 people more in that street in 3 hours than would normally be there.
Mm.
You know? Everyone feels good about it. And people think, well, why couldn't that happen every week? And suddenly it starts to sow the seed of, you know what, I've seen it. I can now believe in it. And I'm willing to let go of my safety blanket of, oh, we've always done it this
way. Of process,
and say, you know what, let's give it a go.
And what kind of visible or notable effects have you seen so far on the high street, and how have you, how far along is the heart in development of Herne?
We've been monitoring over the years simple metrics like number of vacant properties. And we were up at something like 19% vacant properties. The borough average was about 11%. National average was, I think, 7 or 8% at the time. That started to come down. Derelict properties that in the high street, shops and stuff, vacancies, are starting to disappear. And people are coming in. And they're very much new businesses, often from local people, who have seen what's going on and think, you know what, the place is starting to change. I'm willing to mortgage the house and start
take
up
that
a shop
risk,
and take
yeah.
the risk. And we also had a project in a derelict shop. You know, we had a whole month. It was like a pop-up shop, and it had been empty for 2 years. We had a month of activities, stuff going on during the day, a huge range of stuff in the evening. It was, you know, bands playing, music, film nights, art exhibitions, everything. Anyone can turn up and do something. It's kind of self-curated. And at the end of that month, places closed back down, emptied again, keys handed back to the landlord. The landlord said, oh, you know, I've had so much interest in this property since you've been doing this. I couldn't shift it for the 2 years beforehand. People have suddenly seen what's possible in here, and it's rented out straight away. So that's one more empty shop disappears, and it's now got a very thriving business in there.
So it's showing people the potential almost.
Yes, it's very much showing the potential. One of the things that we hope to do is have weekly markets. Yes, there'll be the food market, but there'll also be a kind of bolt-on theme as well. So it could be garden centre stuff, it could be arts and crafts, whatever. We're not still in kind of development stage. But we'll be having, out of maybe 30 stalls that are in the market, 4 will be what we call incubator stalls, where if you're thinking of starting a business but you want to trial it, okay, have a stall for 6 weeks, it's free, try it, see how it works. And if you decide, you know what, this business isn't going to work, nobody actually wanted to buy what it was that I was selling, well, that's a great learning curve. Or it may be you actually think, yeah, I've got a business here, I can prove it. So it removes the barriers to people starting up business. It removes one of the barriers to new employment and jobs just by trialing, testing your business idea.
And what's the next step for Herne Hill Forum? You were talking about becoming a CIC, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of sometimes obvious public assets, but sometimes not so obvious public assets that I kind of feel could be better used if there was kind of joint ownership or management of the space or of the asset. I mean, it could be buildings. That's a traditional thing that people look at as an asset. We've looked at the open space of a high street as being an asset. Obviously, there's things like parks and some of the amenities and things like that. In order to achieve that, very often you need a bit of a structure. That way you can get investment, you can apply for grants, you can become a sustainable business. Because I'm a great believer that the only real way of proving the case of community involvement in these projects is for it to be economically sustainable as well, and try and wean ourselves off living off grants and wean ourselves on to being financially viable.
Okay, well, best of luck. Thank you very much.
Have a try.
Thank you for sharing your story. That's brilliant.